Tim Hammerich with your Market Line report for Wednesday, January 22nd. Wheat and milk off to a positive start for the week, soybeans still sputtering. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Shelley.
When we were buying these beans 30 or 40 cents higher, what was going to have to happen with this phase one deal, or the world for that matter, to see these beans really take off? And it just didn't follow through. All the longs that are late to that party are weak longs because they don't have the staying power. And in doing so, they cannibalize themselves on the way out. They can't take the pain, so they have to capitulate and sell. And on slow days, that you get these exaggerated moves, and that's exactly what's happened. Although the headlines have been supportive, the trade hasn't been trading that way because we just don't have the strong longs in there. Things are going to get a little bit dicey here. Is it going to be a headline that saves you, or are you going to have to get that risk down on paper? Something you're going to have to ask yourselves.
Chicago March wheat futures started the week by closing up 11 cents to 581.5. Kansas City hard red winter wheat up 5.5 cents to $5 even. March corn closed down 1.5 cents to 387.5. Soybeans down sharply 13.5 cents to 916. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein were steady to a bit firmer on Tuesday. Bids there range from 620 to 630. About the same for club wheat of ordinary protein, which is bid $6.30 to 795. Live cattle futures were up 2.5 cents to 126.37.5 on the February board. March feeder cattle were down 32.5 cents to 144.67.5. Class 3 milk was up 11 cents to $17.54.
This is Tim Hammerich with Market Line.